You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana has the highest incarceration rate in the nation, but according to Governor John Bel Edwards, the state's prison population could be reduced 13% if the state legislature enacts reforms approved by the Justice Reinvestment Task Force. In Baton Rouge yesterday, the task force presented their recommendations. Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc said this was the most comprehensive study of Louisiana's criminal justice system in the history of the state.
We're recommending substantial reinvestment into programming that reduces recidivism, both in prison and in the community, and services for victims of crime. All of the spending we're recommending in this report is paid for by savings that this package achieves.
The recommendations made by the Justice Reinvestment Task Force include enacting an avenue for parole for those sentenced to life imprisonment, something 48 other states currently permit. It also urges bundling crimes and their penalties into separate classes and having a sliding scale of supervision fees parolees and probationers are required to pay. Governor John Bel Edwards congratulated the group comprised of lawyers, lawmakers, judges, sheriffs, and activists for their hard work over the past 10 months.
I asked you to be bold. Get us out of the mindset that got us to where we are. Policy decisions over the last several decades driven by fear. We can actually drive policy by hope, balanced with reason.
The Justice Reinvestment Task Force recommendations are expected to save the state $300 million, to which Edwards says needs to be reinvested and not merely saved. The recommendations will be taken up in the upcoming regular legislative session that convenes in April. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.